Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. We do have Hickey and the crew back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Darwin Zook will have another award-winning update coming up in just about 27 minutes. You know, I've been praising how great the Stanley Cup playoffs have been. Start to finish, all the series, I have no rooting interest in any of the new matchups, any of the new stories like the St. Louis Blues. But this is a dog game tonight. Now, if you're in Boston, you're loving it. If you're listening on the Sports Hub or anywhere in New England, they just sent a message. I told everybody, after I watched what Boston did to Columbus and what Columbus did to Tampa Bay, that the series, it didn't matter, that the Bruins are going to win. And I get the love in St. Louis. And, hey, even with the tornado warning, we care more about hockey, which, by the way, I love the Dayton weatherman going off about the Bachelorette and people on social networks complaining that a tornado's roaring through northern Dayton. Come on. Same thing with the Blues fans. Series is over. It's done. Message sent, delivered. First period, you're not going to hoist the cup. We're going to do it in Boston. So you get the Red Sox, the Patriots, and the Bruins. And the Celtics had a shot, and we'll get into the NBA playoffs because there's a question now that's out there, and that will be our first huge question of the night. There's this no LeBron. There's KD's hurt. And now Kawhi, which a lot of people didn't see him all season long playing in Toronto. Who's the best player in the NBA? Not just right now, based on what Kawhi's doing in the playoffs. But who really is? LeBron, is he on the way down? His numbers, you know, wins and losses look like they're on the way down, but his numbers are real. So that'll be our first huge question of the night. Who is the best player in the NBA? Not on two teams left. I mean, you could, as Rick Barry told me on my statewide show in Michigan on Friday, he thinks Golden State has a potential 5 Hall of Famers. I don't know if I'm going with Cousins as a Hall of Famer, but I'll go with Draymond Green, KD, Clay, and Steph. I can't go down the Cousins road on being a Hall of Famer. And Kawhi, this dude can just take over. He's unguardable. That's when you know you are the man. That people have film on you, they've watched you for years, they've played against you, but you still can get it done. You still can get it done. And that's what Kawhi is, and I will tell you, I never had Kawhi Leonard in my conversation ever about being the best player in the league. I didn't. I'm not saying he had a supporting cast in San Antonio. Toronto's been physically demanding when it comes to guarding the other team and what they did to the Bucks and what they did in game one. But I think Kawhi's in that conversation. And then, you know, oh, we need Kevin Durant now. He could come back. In one report said, what, middle of the series, the NBA Finals with Toronto. And I love the fan excitement in Canada. I think it looks like basketball is set to replace hockey in Canada. You are being Americanized, and thanks, Steve Nash. It's just cool. And I know I was getting on St. Louis, but when you watch a city just get behind a playoff run, it's why we love sports. It could be a college town for NCAA tournament, college football playoff. It could be Major League Baseball. It's just awesome. It's the most beautiful thing about sports when the schools and the kids and the bars and the streets and the news and everybody is just all in. So think about that first huge question of the night. Who is the best player in the NBA? You got Harden, you got LeBron, and that shop show, I just don't like it. I really don't. It has an arrogance to it. It has looking down on others to it. It's too much Hollywood. It is. It just, I don't like it. So I'll get your opinion on that HBO show coming up later. I got a laundry list. We'll get to Major League Baseball. We'll talk about Tiger at the Memorial outside of Columbus, Ohio. Also, this NFL story about wanting an 18-game schedule and the NFLPA saying, hey, players, save your money. Yeah, okay, save your money. Well, what do you do? Put away 25% of 1 year salary? And then I'll deliver a huge opinion on Tottenham and Liverpool. And again, we'll talk some soccer coming up as the Women's World Cup will happen over in France. And this handball debate, I know some of you may hate soccer, but I was at my son's soccer game in Dearborn, Michigan earlier today. Drove over through torrential, tornado-like weather, and then the weather was good for a three-hour window, and they got their U-12 soccer game in. But there was, you know, some handballs that were called, and some of the dads in between screaming about every call should go our way, we were talking about a handball in soccer needs to be redefined at all levels. I mean that, whether it's Champions League, World Cup, you name it. It should be when you're going to reach, if you use your hand, not if the ball's kicked off of you. If you use your hand or hands to try and stop the ball. Some of you are like, I don't care. I hate soccer. It's boring. No, it's not. It's a great sport. In the World Cup, Americana, come on, you got to root for USA. You'll be watching those games. Don't lie to me. So we'll talk soccer. We'll talk this chugging phenomena that began at Milwaukee Bucks playoff games with a few Packers, and now it's escalating through the NFC North. Oh, yeah, Trubisky and Matt Stafford, and they're chugging. Yeah, here's what's up. I don't care who's first in the chugging standings. If you're a Chicago fan, Trubisky, go win a title. Go take your team to the Super Bowl. If you're Matt Stafford, help the Lions win a playoff game for the first time since 1991. Oh, yeah, look at, we're going viral. Oh, we're going to bring the chuggers. That's nice. That's beautiful. Oh, who's the best chugger? Is it Rodgers? Is it Trubisky? Is it Matt Stafford? Oh, Kirk Cousins, I don't think he drinks. That's his choice. I'll tell Trubisky and Stafford, go win playoff games. Thank you. And by the way, God bless Matt Stafford on a personal note, his wife and her battle through brain surgery, and she's doing better. So I can separate the personal and the professional. I get paid to deliver sports opinions nationally on this show and weekdays in the afternoon across the great state of Michigan. But I'll be the first to understand that there is a personal side and there is a business side to my opinions. And I always focus on business unless somebody makes it personal with me. We'll also talk about the Yankees and the Red Sox. Yeah, can everything be Boston? My Lord. If you live in Boston, if you're in New England, you've had the Red Sox win it all. You have Brady and the Patriots. And you're going to have the Bruins with a Stanley Cup parade. Boy, do you have it rough. And Boston's a great city. So you can join in throughout the broadcast. First huge question of the night. The best player in the NBA. Not right. It'd be, you could say Kawhi, right, with the way he's playing. I'm talking now that we've had Kawhi on the big stage, And if he gets that ring, then he's even more prevalent in those conversations. He's a man. So tell me, who is it? Is it LeBron? Is it Harden? Is it Russell? That's a good one. That really is. Join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance at geico.com. Ryan Hickey and Chris Venezia are producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Zook will have an update here in about 10 minutes. With the NBA Finals in progress, they get back after it tomorrow. I'm asking you, who is the best player in the NBA? How far has Kawhi come up on your list? Because I'll be honest, between San Antonio and Toronto, and with Popovich and the team that they had in San Antonio, he has never really been the man. And playing in Toronto, playing in San Antonio not one of the major TV markets, Toronto's in Canada. I love our Canadian audience, but you can see in the NBA final TV ratings for game one that not having that other American team hurts in terms of ratings. I bet Canada, it's crazy. I bet all of Canada is on the Raptors bandwagon. Even though we talked about this a couple weeks ago, a lot of people in Canada don't like Toronto. But Kawhi, I'll be honest. You know, I watched him in the playoffs for the most part, or an occasional, you know, Christmas Day game, but what he has shown me in the playoffs so far, he has me thinking, okay, if I'm picking one man right now, I get an expansion franchise that the NBA has awarded Bill Simonson from the Saturday Night Huge Show, an expansion team in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which is a top 40 TV market, and I think a bigger TV market than New Orleans and Memphis that have NBA teams. So I get an expansion franchise, and I get my choice, my dream pick of one guy that I would take. Is it Davis? Is it Zion? Because I'm a new team, and I'd want Zion. Would I want Kawhi? Would you want LeBron James? Would you want Steph? Draymond Green is, you know, a two-way player, as they say in hockey. Man, this dude can do it on both ends, and he can handle the rock. And the nine-day layoff did hurt the Warriors. Let's be honest. I mean, you don't normally get, what, you know, 3-4 days tops in the NBA off, or you get a long weekend for the All-Star break. They were rusty. They still were on the road. They carved it down to 3 at one point. You know, but I love the defensive intensity by the Raptors. So I'm trying to think, is it Russell Westbrook? Is it Durant? I still don't think Golden State needs Durant. People are on Twitter, which I love Twitter, Facebook. Right after the game, they need KD to beat Toronto. No, they don't. They had a nine-day layoff. They were flat. They were, I'm not going to say that they're used to it, but they are in terms of the Warriors. Toronto, the arena, the Jurassic Parks, I love those watch parties they have all around, not just Toronto now, but I think Ontario and Canada. This was big. This was the biggest moment in Raptors franchise history. Golden State's like, okay, we had 9 days off. This doesn't have a rivalry feel to it, which in the NBA, name the rivalries. Seriously. Houston, Golden State, I think you can say that with Harden, right? Hey, name the rivalries. You know, we got the Yankees and the Red Sox playing tonight. That's still a rivalry, no matter what their records are, even though Boston, from a baseball perspective, those guys just aren't hungry. They're not. They are not. When you're playing close to 500 ball at Fenway, you're not feeling it. And the Yankees, Minnesota, the Twins are just, it's unbelievable what they're doing, them in Tampa Bay. But the Yankees in Boston, I'm looking at pro sports. You remember the rivalries we had in the NBA? You know, Larry and Magic. You had old school bad boys and Michael. You had Michael and Cleveland, right? And the Cavs and Nance and Mark Price, Craig Elo. I'm looking at great rivalries in the NBA. Golden State and Cleveland with LeBron, that was pretty darn good. I will say that. Is the only rivalry, the only real rivalry, Golden State and Houston? Right now, as is with LeBron and the lifeless Lakers, which make watching the Kardashians look like it's C-SPAN and government TV. And Magic Johnson, by the way, just the shots fired, but it's Hollywood. And again, I'll talk about that Hollywood side of this Lakers thing with LeBron and the shop. And, you know, I know his personal numbers are there, but I'm tired of hearing about personal numbers. Oh, well, he still has it. Now, what are you judged on? Okay, end of the day, you're judged on a long career, and you're judged on what you did in the playoffs in all sports. You are judged. What did you do in crunch time? What did you do in the playoffs? So in the NBA, the best guy right now, one man you would take over the rest if you were my GM in the expansion, the Grand Rapids, not River Rats, that's not, what are you going to sell there? who's your mascot? A rat like Chuck E. Cheese? Okay, my kid, he still won't go to Chuck E. Cheese. He's going to turn 12 at the end of this year. He still won't go. And I think it was his second or third birthday. We were talking about it today. And the mouse came up and surprised him from behind. And he screamed. And then he's two or three. He starts to beat the mouse. I had to pull him off the mouse. And we had to leave. Had a birthday party. Which, by the way, you pay for those birthday parties. They're not cheap. And when you're two or three, are you ever going to remember a birthday party? How about a cake? How about three candles? And there's a present. Happy birthday. But then what happens in today's society, and I have five kids, you begin the better birthday party than the other kid. Because you go pick up your kid from a birthday party, and you're like, wow, hey, look, this is good. All right, next one. I got to pony up. It's going to cost me $1,000. I have to do it. All of you parents know what I'm talking about. All of you. Maybe an ice cream cart. Might be an ice cream Sunday station. You might have a DJ. I did that for my 13-year-old. When my daughter was 10, I did it. Had a DJ down in the basement, had my two boys work in the candy bar, right? Again, because no one's drinking, they're 10. The candy bar at my daughter's disco. Oh, yeah. Go give 30 10-year-old girls all the Sour Patch Kids and Skittles on earth. And let's mix in the 2 liters of every sugared beverage. That party was going until 4:30 in the morning, and I had to put the 10-year-olds and tell them to go to bed. And I'm yelling at them. I'm telling you, the parents out there, you know what I'm talking about when it comes to birthdays. And you have to up the neighbors or the classmates or the teammates. You have to do the better birthday party. See, now I'm smart enough where I'm stepping back and going, no. No way. You know, I'll get my kids a nice birthday present. And that's what you do then. You go, hey, you know what, man? You want that new Xbox One SX G-5? My Lord, they're naming Xbox machines like they do Gulfstream jets. So now I get them a big present, and I don't have to put on the party, which there is nothing beautiful about a pack of kids out of control, jacked up on sugar. Nothing. Or the mouse, which I don't have an issue, and none of my other kids did. I actually love the pizza at Chuck E. Cheese. And some Chuck E. Cheese has served beer. I love it. I'm serious. I love the pizza. But we never can go back in with the 11-year-old now. He just, no way. Today, I said, hey, look, you know, we got an hour and a half to kill before they have to be there to warm up. I go, let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. I love the pizza. No, not going. So I do want to get to our huge question of the hour. Coming up at our next segment, the best player in the NBA, not the MVP. Now, I don't care about the voting. Not, it could be G-Man in Milwaukee. One person that you think can carry a team, one person, because LeBron James couldn't do it in Los Angeles like he did in Cleveland, at least for year one. Kawhi is making everybody better around him. That's the Kobe effect, even when Shaq wasn't there. That's the Michael effect. That was LeBron in Cleveland. So answer that question at 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, we'll get to your huge opinions next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
Tomorrow at 4 Eastern, 1 Pacific, the toughest sport on dirt takes a stage in Wisconsin for the Green Bay Invitational. The Unleash the Beast series continues on CBS Sports Network, your 24-hour TV home of CBS Sports. Stanley Cup Final update, 5-2, with a little over 11 minutes remaining in the third in St. Louis. Looking at CBSSports.com, the Blues trying to fight back against the Bruins. It's not happening, okay? It's done. Finito. Not only this game, but this series. It's obvious Boston is the better team. Think about Boston. So you live in Boston, you live in New England, you live in Massachusetts, and you are going to have your third world championship celebration. So we go late October, early November, right, for baseball. February with the Patriots, and you're going to do early June, mid-June with the Bruins. Are you kidding me? And the Celtics are still top four team in the East. Could you imagine if they could get Anthony Davis? Also, speaking of Anthony Davis, I think he's in the conversation. Who's the one guy? If you were running an NBA franchise, an owner, if you got an expansion franchise, and you could have your pick of one player. Because Kawhi Leonard has changed this conversation. Who is the best player who can carry a team? Not because you say best. You can say, okay, Steph's the best shooter. Klay right there with him, right? But who could carry a team on his own? So you kind of look at Golden State, and it was the perfect storm. Getting Draymond in the second round out of Michigan State. So much just happened the right way. KD then wanted to go play and, you know, get a ring. So, you know, KD, could he carry a team? Nah, he did for a while, but remember, Oklahoma City at one time had Harden, Westbrook, and KD. Wow. And they actually played a basketball game with one basketball. It's amazing. They should have renamed the team the Oklahoma City Magicians. So, you know, could Steph carry a team on his own? He did against Houston, right, when KD was out. You know, Kawhi, what he's doing, it's a team effort, but it's when a guy elevates everybody around him. You know, Magic had the Showtime Lakers. Come on. Now look at the names. Again, Magic, still one of the greatest. I don't like the way he torched and scorched the Hollywood Laker earth. Just, it's not right. He's done so much business-wise, on the court, off the court. You know, there aren't a lot of negatives about Magic. Fighting back through the HIV press conference when we all thought he's going to die, right? He just didn't have to go there. You know, Stephen A. Smith and Max, and And then still going. And then LeBron's here. LeBron's on the shop. LeBron at Palenka, all this stuff. It's just a Kardashian dream in Hollywood. So my question, though, is, a guy, you know, Magic carried Michigan State by himself. You know, he had Special K, Greg Kelser, Judd Heathcote, legendary coach. But in the NBA today, LeBron proved it in Cleveland, but he needed D-Wade and Bosh to win in Miami. And he obviously needs more in Los Angeles. So who is it? Who's the one guy that can just put a team on his back? Because, Anthony Davis didn't do it in New Orleans. Who's that one guy? You can join us at 1-855-212-4CBS. You know, is it? You know, I look at the Greek Freak, and Costa Carvonis dropped a tweet at Saturday Huge. In the future, the Greek Freak will carry a team. He's still immature. I didn't like the way he acted at the end of that Toronto series. Not at all. But he has to mature, and he will. That's an interesting question today. First one we're rolling out. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Who are the men in the NBA that today, not in the past, but today, moving forward, start of next season, that can carry a team? I'm curious to see if Zion will be that type of guy. And I know they want Davis and Zion together, but I think Zion's a bigger name than Anthony Davis. I do. Marketing, image, pedestal, when you put someone up there, and he hasn't played a game yet in the NBA. So a lot to talk about. You can join us with your huge opinions and also answer our first huge question of the night. Now let's go to Glenn in beautiful Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm going to have to say Steph Curry.
So you'd start a team with Steph Curry?
I'm going to stick with him. Stick with you. And earlier I heard you talking about the birthday parties for the kids and Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. And I wanted to just say that what I do with my kids, my daughter was like 9 years old, and there's an Aldino Airport right by us. And for $105, three kids could go up for 20 minutes. And I bought two sessions, had six little girls, brought a cake, brought some pizzas to the airpark, and they had a ball. And they still talk about it today, 10 years later.
You have to be creative. You have to be creative as a parent.
Yep, and for $200, it was one of the best birthday parties they could have had. And now let me ask you a quick question. I don't want to change the topic or anything like that, but just in your opinion, if you modified the speed of the pitcher in baseball, would that affect would it make it a more exciting game?
Well, what do you mean modify the speed of, what do you mean by that?
80 mile an hour. If you're over 80 miles an hour, it's a ball.
Ooh, that would be like softball, though. You would get with Major League Baseball swings, Glenn, you would get 2018 games, and I don't know if fans want that. I mean, I know I'm a traditionalist when it comes to baseball. I enjoy a 1-0 game. I don't like the shift. I'd like to take the shift out of baseball. I really would. I don't like that. I think there's too much analytics in baseball today, and I think that turns off a lot of people, yep. And you're seeing a lot of empty seats. Baseball is at the crossroads, and they're not connecting to that younger generation. There are kids playing the sport, but I'm talking about fans that will have to buy tickets when they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s, and they're not hitting that future generation at all.
They're going to have to think out of the box a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't know what you do, though, and they should have thought of how do you not have, and we talked about this before, and someone told me there is like a MLB Home Run Derby app, but they're not marketing it. Huh?
Right.
You're not getting to the kids. How come MLB hasn't done anything with Fortnite like the NFL has? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yep. You're right.
I mean, that they're trying to change, they're putting, clocks in, or they want to speed the game up for television, and they think that's going to keep people interested. No. You have got to go out and market to the young boys and girls in America the sport of baseball. You've got to.
I'm nominating you as the spokesman.
Thank you. And you know what? And maybe I should run for president. Everybody else is running for president, right?
There you go. I won't go there, but... Well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. I appreciate the call, Marilyn. Have a great night. Yeah, maybe I should run for president. And then when those skeletons came out of the closet, it would be like Halloween on election day. I was thinking with everybody announcing. And Cuban's name was out there, and I don't think he would appeal to masses. I think he's a brilliant businessman. I love how he is straightforward with his opinions and what he's built, but I don't think he could captivate everybody. And then I'm thinking in sports, is there somebody that I'm telling you, Kirk Cousins. Now he has to earn his contract in Minnesota sooner or later. But if you hear him speak, man, that dude could lead a country. He could lead a church. He could lead a country. I was thinking in sports that when I hear somebody talk, a coach, an owner, a GM, a player, somebody where you're like, man, dude, you should be in politics. Again, I'm not going to go down. We're not going to debate the presidency. I'm not going to, I let everybody have whatever side of the aisle they want. Everybody's allowed their opinion. But we'll touch on that later in the broadcast. If you want to join in, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And we have tweets coming in regards to our huge question of the day. I think Kawhi, and this must be John in Toronto listening on AM 590. I think Kawhi quietly is emerging as the best player in the league. See, that's when I'm, in watching the playoffs with him, because we don't see a lot of Raptors games on the game of the week in America. And even San Antonio, you really didn't lock in on watching the Spurs until they had a great series in the playoffs, unless you lived in the San Antonio Central Southern Texas area. And Kawhi wants the rock. Kawhi can play on both ends of the floor. And he has that quiet assassin look to him. He's impressive. And again, this is what the media will do. Because you're in San Antonio. He has those issues about where he wanted to play. And he's He's deemed to be, by the beautiful world of Twitter, Facebook, and 9,000 cable and satellite channels, he's deemed to be a, oh, he can't play for Popovich, but he wants this, and he won't talk, and he's deemed to be a malcontent. And then you watch him right now with Toronto. And I'm telling you, without Kawhi, yeah, they're a playoff team in the East. I mean, my Lord. The Detroit Pistons made the playoffs. But they're nowhere near the NBA Finals without Kawhi. And it will be an interesting offseason that if they win it, does he leave or does he stay and become the biggest name ever in franchise history? If they win at all, I mean, he could be up there with the great names in Canadian sports history. And he's not going to the Lakers. Anybody, you know, these people telling me, well, LeBron and Kawhi, You watch them, that's the same player. That's the same player, and I think Kawhi is better right now than LeBron. Because I think LeBron is on the downside or downslide. And I think Kawhi still can carry a team. And LeBron didn't carry a team this year in Los Angeles. So that's our huge question of the night we're throwing out first. Who is the man in the NBA who can carry a team to greatness? One player, not because everything's the big three and even the big four or even Golden State going all in on the big five. Which I think was a mistake. Because Golden State showed with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, they can still be the best team in basketball. And even Cousins back in the mix, it didn't feel right. And this talk of KD that they need him, and where are you going to get, where do you get, Clay likes to shoot. Draymond is wonderful offensively. Obviously, Steph is the best shooter in the game. And now you add KD. Well, they need KD because Toronto has nobody who can guard him. Yeah, but if KD's taking the shots, that means Steph or Clay aren't. So join us, 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. We're the only show based on huge opinions. Each and every Saturday night, yours and mine.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.